2018 is going to be a critical year for the Census Bureau as it gears up for the 2020 big count. Census focuses a lot of attention on dense urban areas, with all of those apartments, new developments, and even homeless people. No guesstimating allowed. But researchers at the University of New Hampshire have found counting the rural population won't be a picnic either. Joining me with more, Bill O'Hare of the Carsey School of Public Policy at UNH. Mr. O'Hare, good to have you on.
Thank you.
Now, you are an applied demographer. Tell us what you were looking at and what are the difficulties for census as they get ready for 2020?
Well, I've been following the census for many years, actually since 1970 when I was in graduate school. And most of the attention, as you noted, is focused on dense urban areas. And there's certainly lots of problems there. But that doesn't mean there aren't potential or problems in rural areas. And the focus of this study was to look at how the 2020 census is likely to unfold in rural America.
And I guess we should point out that census is obligated to count every single nose. They don't allow extrapolation or sampling of any sort, do they?
That's right. It's a complete count of every person in the country, not only counting them, but denoting where they live for apportionment purposes.
Yeah, so this affects not only congressional districts, but also federal aid and a lot of other distributions.
That's correct. There's about over $600 billion a year determined by census data. And so over a course of 10 years, when that data is in play, it's $6 trillion distributed to states and localities from the federal government based on census counts.
Now, census is trying to deploy, I guess, for the second or third time, some new technologies and the internet for doing this count. Are there special challenges coming up in 2020 that they haven't faced before?
Well, there's a lot of special challenges that I alluded to earlier. I've been following the census since 1970, and I'm convinced this is the most difficult. The 2020 census is the most difficult census that the Bureau has ever faced for a number of reasons. One is money. They were told to take the 2020 census at the same cost as the 2010 census early in the decade, so they've had to plan for that over the next the last seven years or so, and instituting several new methods that hopefully will save money, be more efficient. And one of them you touched on, probably the most one that will be most apparent to people, is the heavy use of the internet in 2020. And that has some special ramifications for rural people because the rural population is much less likely to have internet available in their home than the urban population. And so if we're counting on response from rural areas by internet, it's probably not going to be as high as it is in urban areas.
Is it harder to locate people in rural areas? Because at some point it gets really rural and it's people are hidden in the hills.
Well, that's right. Generally, overall, rural people living outside of metropolitan areas, to be a little more precise, are easier to count than those living in dense urban areas. But there are many pockets in rural America where that's not true. In fact, if we look at the 300 counties that are probably going to be the most difficult to count in 2020, the vast majority are in rural America. As you say, very remote areas, particularly in Appalachia, places like Indian reservations have had high net undercounts for many census. There are pockets of particularly black rural poverty in the South where it's been difficult to get an accurate count. And in the Southwest, a lot of colonias along the border and other concentrations of largely Hispanic population have been hard to count. And one other population that's probably easy to understand why it's difficult to count are seasonal and migrant farm workers.
And also, I guess, in the urban areas, they've anticipating difficulty with some of the illegal immigrants or undocumented immigrants that might be in the United States, simply because those people are, in many cases, reluctant to answer a Census Bureau enumerator or to fill out surveys.
That's really a very good point. And even beyond the undocumented is the immigrants in general are often sensitive to questions related to their to them. And one of the things that just emerged in the last week is the Trump administration proposing to add a question on citizenship to the 2020 census. And many observers, including me, believe that that's going to have a very chilling effect on large segments of the population who will simply not participate with the census or not voluntarily. And it's not just undocumented, it's many immigrants, including many Muslim immigrants.
And many of these people have moved from urban areas and coastal areas, I guess, or areas close to the Mexican border, for example, and they are really throughout the United States at this point?
They are throughout the United States. They're concentrated in a few places, but they're also, if our numbers are correct, are more likely to be in rural America than urban America. So the fact that this is a challenging population is going to affect rural counts more than urban counts.
We're speaking with Bill O'Hare. He's an applied demographer affiliated with the Carsey School of Public Policy at the University of New Hampshire. What's your prescription for census to get around some of these problems and be able to count those noses, legal, illegal, or whatever?
And follow up on one thing we already mentioned, then I'll go on to some new things. One is that the Bureau, because they're not getting the funding they have been requesting, particularly in FY18, which is, of course, the Congress has yet to pass a funding appropriation for FY2018, the Bureau has had to cancel some tests, including some tests in rural areas that would have give them more information about how the internet use of internet for census response is working there. So they had to cancel that test. One thing would be to reinstate, give the Census Bureau money to reinstate that test, so we have a better idea of how this new mode of responding to the census is likely to unfold in rural areas where internet is less likely to be available. Beyond that, I think there's several things that can be done. One is to ask Congress to give the Census Bureau the money they need to perform the test and the research to get ready for the 2020 census. In the past four census cycles, the Census Bureau budget has increased by 50 to 100% between FY7 and FY8, this is where we're headed right now. This year, there's been no increase. So that's one reflection of that. Secondly, the Bureau has been without effective leadership the last several months. There's been the Census Bureau director resigned last June, and there's been nobody even mentioned in terms of taking that place, and the Bureau needs strong, effective leadership there. Third, I think rural advocates can monitor the Census Bureau to make sure they're paying attention to issues in rural areas like the ones we've talked about. And finally, a more concrete suggestion, I guess, as we get closer to the 2020 census, states and localities will form census complete count committees. And so to the extent that those emerge, it'd be useful for rural advocates to be part of that to make sure rural areas are not overlooked.
Is there some way that state and local governments can be enlisted to help bring the message to people, listen, if you're here undocumented or not, they're not going to turn your information over to Customs and Border Protection or to the Immigration and Naturalization Service, any of those things, DHS, just to help convince people that Census Bureau data is only for the census count?
That's a good point, and many states have stepped forward. I know California has actually allocated several million dollars for outreach to reach people to convince them to participate in the census. I believe New York State is also doing the same, but particularly since the Census Bureau is underfunded this census cycle, the contributions that states and localities can make in terms of providing information to folks and encouraging them to participate in the census will be vital.
I wonder what it is that makes Congress so reluctant to fund census, and we've seen this, I've watched it not to the 70s, but to the 80s, so reluctant to fund this at the real cost. They seem to persist in this notion that it should get less expensive every time around, even though the population is getting bigger.
Well, in the past, there have been a lot of rhetoric about that, but in the when the rubber meets the road, as they say, Congress has put up the money that the Census Bureau needs. I mean, not quite as much, but certainly much different than this census cycle. I've never experienced a situation where there was just no increase between the FY7 budget and FY8 budget when the Census Bureau needs to not only get ready for the 2020 census, but in this case, test a bunch of new methodologies, including a website that will allow people to respond on the internet. And I probably don't have to tell your listeners what a problem that could be if it's not done right.
So on a confidence scale of 0, meaning they'll blow it totally, to 10, they're going to get every person counted accurately, what's your assessment of where they are at this point?
Well, I'll probably say somewhere in the middle, in that I don't think the Bureau has got the resources or the leadership they need at this point. But there's also a group of professionals out there who have done this before, and I think will probably overcome some of these obstacles. But unless they get full funding and full support of the administration and the American public, I'm really worried about the outcome.
Bill O'Hare is an applied demographer affiliated with the Carsey School of Public Policy at the University of New Hampshire. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Find a link to more information and to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Subscribe to all of our interviews at iTunes or Podcast One.